Thank you for the pause.
This is why we don't meet more often. It's almost like an interruption for an afternoon, and you can manage that. And you've got to become aware. It's very, very easy to fall into the trap of just listening, enjoying, and not thinking. And you'll find that when you do then pick up on something, you don't have the pieces and you'll misinterpret. And it happens all the time. And he pointed out a few. Attached to that integratron. There are the big rock out in Yucca Valley. It is a massive antenna. You're dealing with basically three alien types. The ones who literally have brought the technology and are working with the Earthians that are set to take over your world. Then you have the ones who are just there. You're actually working with more than that, because you have the ones that are standby attached to Ashtar that would be an evacuation command. Any species capable of getting the distance are ordered not to interfere. They will sometimes land on your place. But there is a code of ethics in the cosmic realms that is honored. You will not find any of these little aliens behaving out there the way they behave here. And part of the reason that they're on your place is because of that very reason. And they are basically robotic beings. They are totally programmed. But their brains, macrocephalic, remember what I told you? You've got a grid system, and then they built another grid system that they turned on about 3 years ago. Now you've got the heart system. And you've got such a confusion of energy that you can't even begin to sort it. And your enemy, whether they be on the ground or in the air or into space, it doesn't matter where they are, they have the capability of basically destroying you. And to lie about it and tell you, oh no. And you don't have to sit there and detail exactly where the pulse is coming from. Although if you just sit, you'll know where. If you just feel, if you just be, you'll know. So I'm going to define once again. I come via Pleiades. I, Hatton, am a commander, yes. But I'm from the higher etheric realms that you would call a god or a teacher. And we came via Pleiades because those people are more like you in this room. They are your lineage from Lyra. And our last portage, as a unit, if you will, was on Hera in the Pleiades constellation. And that doesn't mean a thing to you. It shouldn't mean a thing to you. But everybody wants to know, well, do you bathe on Pleiades? That is like saying, well, I don't know, do you bathe on Mars? if I'm a particulate or a molecular being, obviously I don't need to bathe. What would you bathe? Run me through the electrostatic cleaner, you know. I'd probably short it out. So let's be realistic. But what you do have are a lot of people, and Dave is one of them, who is very sensory oriented to these waves, these pulses, and these streams. And that's been what he's been interested in. So as he does his work like anybody else has to survive, but his interests and his research has been in these sites. And they're known. There's no corner on them. But you see, as you get out there into the UFO circles, there is so much information that is not to come out that anybody who has any information will pretty soon be squelched. And maybe all information isn't right. A researcher, by its very title, says, well, I'm researching it. I don't know everything. I'm seeking. I'm looking. I need more information. Well, eventually, that's where the big boy is going to come in. I have the information. Dorma doesn't. And that just destroys her. She's got to get up and let me talk about things that she doesn't even know what the words are. But that's the way I like it. There are going to be others that will pass through. Doesn't mean they're even going to stay. It doesn't even mean that they work in my command. You are a big world. A lot of people. It doesn't even mean that they're in my tribe or your tribe or diatribe. Oh, man. It means that we are a brotherhood in a messed up world, and it's time to make a transition, and we've got to figure out which way to go, how to get there, and you're going to have to uncover the little plots, the little plans, and find out basically who did it so that you know what direction to take without just being a larger servant to them and without doing battle with them. And that's where I come in with the creative power. You must stay aware. Keep that light around you and you can counter whatever they're doing to you. Will it stop a bullet? No. Not if you stand there and say, shoot me. Because you have just relinquished the shield. But I can sure make a miss. So can you. And after all, that's all you're interested in, isn't it? Do you want to do war with them? Or do you just want them to miss? And the scientific technology that you have, if you go on here, is exquisite. It is wondrous. You don't want to blow up your world, but neither do you want the fascist assholes to win. They will destroy you. They will enslave you. And they will destroy whatever needs destruction to keep you from learning truth. And just as he said about the Doheny's in L.A., they build a dynasty, and they're good people. And then they build something, and people start dying. And then it's given over to the state, and it becomes a tourist attraction. And he used Easter Island as an example. And Stonehenge. Well, I have really bad news for you. Those are both attached to the negative energies. This is all satanic, ritualistic. And when I say satanic, for goodness sakes, I don't mean what's his face with his pointy and his horns. I'm talking about evil energy that pulls you away from the lighted path of God. that is built on ritual and physical ritual. But it bears with it an amazing, startling, magnificent etheric energy. Power. There is power. And you can control its impact on you, but you have to be awake every minute to do it. We just need to be aware of these things, and we need to be aware that there are ones out there who've done some extremely good research work. And actually, this is one of them. This is going to go back to even locations, vortex locations, underground activities, above ground antenna. So you don't just discount something, but you don't have to jump off the cliff either. But pay attention. Now, if Gene would please share with us a little bit about where he is, if we know anything at all about Ron.
Gene's got all the answers today.
I know.
Turn on the mic here.
He has all the answers.
That's the new battery too.
And the red light's on, so it's on.
Hold on, we're just going to pause here to get that.
Well, opening line there. Yes, we have the Law Center has all the answers on the Snell matter and on the Jackson matter, and if everybody pays real close attention, I'll tell you how the angel got placed on top of the Christmas tree. I do a lot of driving, and I've been listening to the radio too, and I haven't heard any jokes about God, but I did hear one about the angel that's worth repeating. If everybody pays attention, we'll talk about that later. On the Snell matter, the Law Center was directed about noon Friday to get busy and hop on the Snell case. I think we got a special delivery from Rick or something to get started working on the Snell case. So after reading the directive and getting a hold of information and find out the code number, area code for Texarkana, Texas, and locating an M. Snell, which we deduced to be Mary Snell, and then trying to get a hold of that person with no response. We then started calling the coin dealer in Austin, Texas, that had, I think, made the initial reference to the case to us. And we got a hold of him. We had a long discussion with him. He gave us a bit of background. We asked him for the phone number. Finally, we got a hold of some neighbors of Mary. And in about 2 hours, we had a conversation going with Mary Snell. And Mary told me that there is no danger that he's going to be executed this week. And no execution date had been yet set. And I inquired of her some little bit that I knew about execution laws, that if there's no date set, that some states, it will automatically revert to a life sentence if there's an execution date set and the person is not executed. She told me that she believed that that was the situation in Arkansas. And she gave me the phone numbers of her attorneys in New York City. I attempted to contact them, but they were unavailable at the time. I do have their home phone number, and I intend to call them tonight. But at the present time, there is no date set for his execution. And if there's going to be a new date, they will have to set a new date. And there is a possibility, because they failed to execute him on the original date, that Arkansas may have a law that says that it automatically reverts into a life sentence. The Law Center is going to go beyond that. Our purpose is like we just done in the Jackson case. We intend to get right down to the roots of the case and find out more facts about the original charge, how it happened. We we were able to dig up a lot of information from Mary herself. She had been at the scene some 2 hours before that time, and she's going to give us the name of some neighbors who were on the scene when the incident happened. I have been informed that the attorney who has been working on the case, he's a pro bono attorney out of New York City, and supposedly he has done a real good job. So I'm most anxious to talk to him.
We need him, yes.
Now, in the Ron Jackson case, Rick and I had the privilege and pleasure, I guess, of spending 3 or 4 days together in Las Vegas. And through a variety of means, we were able to acquaint ourselves with all the documents in the case, all the court records, and that was no mean task because there was a lot of records. And then we had to go to talk to several people after that to have them explain certain things to us. Then after that, I was able to bring all the records to my office, and by the use of Rick's recollections and my recollections, we have solved the Ron Jackson case.
Where is he? Or have you just solved the case?
We just solved the case, and we have written to the court reporter who transcribed the original arraignment on February the 14th of 91 to send us a copy of that arraignment because that is where the error occurred. And part of it was Ron's fault. He's used several different names. It caused confusion with the court. It caused confusion with the public defenders. And you add to that a visiting judge who was not familiar with criminal law, who was not familiar with that particular court. And we have discovered that there was a wrongful sentencing, and we're making efforts to file the writ of habeas corpus. Now, after we file that, that doesn't mean that he just gets out and walks down the street. But it does mean that he will have a quick hearing on the writ of habeas corpus. And then after that, if the judge denies the writ to him, then there will be an evidentiary hearing set on the writ of habeas corpus, and there will be a full trial to hear our argument that he was wrongfully sentenced. Now, as for the angel on the treetop, this comes by way of these talk show hosts, but it seems like a few years ago, there was this father who was terribly exasperated with Christmas. It seemed like all he did was to work all year, and at Christmas time, his wife and kids would spend all his money. So the very last thing that he wanted to hear was Christmas. Well, this one particular Christmas...
That's just because he's a male.
As the Christmas season approached this one particular Christmas, they were starting early and they were on his back and driving him absolutely berserk. Well, about that time, there was a good angel who had watched his situation for a number of years and decided to give him a hand. And about the time that he's at his peak of exasperation, the good angel walks into the door, dragging this beautiful Christmas tree, and said to him, "Where shall I stick it?" From that point on, that is why the angels are talking.
It's all right. We're ready now for the lawyer jokes.
Commander?
Yes.
Now that if there is going to be a stay on the Snell case, we're running quite an article in the Contact this week, including the bombing coordinates for everybody to send their letters. So I think by the time they do get their act in gear to do anything on Snell, they will have so many letters that they'll have to think very carefully just what they're going to do.
Yes.
So maybe you bought us just enough time.
Because it could go the other way.
Yes.
When you're having a bad situation in a state, this is going to be very, very ugly in Arkansas before it's done. And by the time a lot of these problems have unfolded in Arkansas, the man can probably, if he lives, you see, will get released. Because everything's a railroad job. Everything's political. So that's the point. And I believe that the reading audience needs to participate, and we need some results. we mostly need some results. I believe that just your attention and cards and letters have made a massive, massive difference in Moholy's existence. They were going to really tuck him away in a different state. And I believe that the Moholy's warden or someone said, if we get one more letter like this, we are going to put you in isolation for the rest of your life. So you're getting some attention. And they decided that they better not move him. So it works. If you can just hang in there long enough. I know that it's hard and you're getting ragged with it. You need some successes here. So I suggest that we go after something where we can get some successes. Why don't you read yesterday's writing, my Christmas message?
Oh, you did it to me again. I didn't bring that one.
Can somebody produce my Christmas message? I've got all those lawyer jokes in there.
Ed has one.
He's probably trying to get it into the paper. Let's keep that paper kind of small. Just make sure I get my Christmas message in there.
It'll be a 20-page paper, and it'll be fine. We have plenty of room for everything that needs to go in.
Very good. Let's get in balance about the holidays. I want you to enjoy them because it's tradition and it's love and it's a time of sharing and kind of remembering and unifying. Don't let your enemy destroy what you have created that's beautiful. But don't consider it holy, because it's long since not been holy.
Stays on.
It's working.
It might be upside down.
You're right. Modern technology just going to win everything.
Well, here we go. Christmas message, okay?
Yeah.
Petition for Christmas birthday message. Now, how can I do that? Christ was not born on any certain day. Christ is. How about the man? Well, there have been many who were goodly enough to be considered a long way out front on the Christ path to qualify, but of course we both know of whom you speak. Isu, Jesus Emmanuel. There always comes a detailed thrust and counter thrust, but since Christmas is a day to celebrate Christ, let us consider this incredible energy of light, truth, and love. It is easier today to speak of birthdays as a greeting to Marilyn, EJ, and Paul, who must account to the shocker of presenting on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of December. Sometime, somewhere. I would rather thank in appreciation their parents who gave so greatly to our needs and pathway, never mind the children. There are others we can address today, but I hope you get the message. I want Paul to know that Lynn sits with me and snickers at you. Let us always remember, in love, the ones who beat you to peace and understanding, but I will speak briefly about the transitions.
That means out front, ahead of you, not beat you.
Means that too, though.
Lynn, for instance, had finally reached a point where living in your plane of existence did two things, bound Paul as well as herself, and she would never recover physically to the point of physical function. She had more important things to accomplish, and it is with love that ones take leave to move wherein they and the ones they leave can move on. If you think they are gone somehow, think again. They who are making this transition of a planet in this play are better able to guide and understand than in your place. They want wholeness for you who remain in your physical expression. For over here there is no ego, no jealousy, no pain as you experience it. The pain we feel is when you choose to do other than your mission in light, for we cannot reach out and physically push you in any given direction. Only speak to your hearts and minds. The most difficult thing is when we are closed out and disallowed the embrace of brotherhood. If you can maintain the loving relationship with the departed in goodness and closeness, the journey and choices of the physical expression are so easily made. The things you think important and necessary for the flesh are not. Those pronouncements otherwise are from the adversary, who would bind you to the flesh to trap your soul. It has ever been thus for human experience. Newton. I can wish Newton a happy birthday on the 25th, and that is nice, even if he was wrong in his scientific calculations and more inept when Voltaire was chosen to get the Principia Mathematica translated. But the world advanced in some measure from his message. It shall further advance through his expression now. Oh, yes, he's running around doing pretty big things now. I hope they improve over each expression up to now. We shall see, will we not? He did say something remarkably insightful. Quote, "If I have seen further, it is because I have stood on the shoulders of the giants who came before me. I salute the wisdom, for some of those giants were we. You do not have to understand the universal laws of creation to live them and live within them. Remember it, please. Not Isu's, Jesus' birthday. We can certainly appreciate the thought and honor through soul appreciation the celebration of remembering a child born which represents goodness and wisdom. This is why you who know truth must celebrate in friendship, love, lights, and other traditions of such a holiday. For it is the heart and soul which is refueled at such times. It is not the kidlets who just demand more packages. But children must also learn that giving and receiving is a precious thing. And if it requires a day set aside for such expression, so be it. Santa, Satan Claus. Old Saint Nick is both wondrous and dastardly in concept. As with all things, it depends on you. Santa represents the beauty of giving in love and the wonder of brotherhood. Satan Claus represents the greedy commercialism and demand of more and more and more, which is the creed of the Antichrist. It is what you do with this that matters, not what is presented for you. Why would you deprive self and the honoring of goodness by refusing to light your home and use the traditions? Already you have allowed the enemy to outdo you and claim to desire and honor light. God loves light, colored, white, all of them. God loves giving, for that is God. God needs you to recognize Him, not grovel in tawdry, pious ritual. God gives that you might receive. It is the gift which must be discerned in value. A glow within is more precious than the glow of a ton of gold. But, silly, the gold is good also. It is the love of gold beyond the goodness of God, which is the dirty bounder that damages, not the gold. When we learn that message, the journey is wondrous. To further use that which is abundant.